Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for joining me today. So March is one of my favorite months because March is National Nutrition Month. And for those of you that may not know, I'm a registered dietitian. I used to do nutrition services at Way Memorial Hospital, but now in community health. So on today's show, I have a guest. My guest is Leslie Healy. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
And what's so exciting about Leslie being here is she is an intern from Marywood University, and she's doing her dietetic internship here at Way Memorial Hospital, correct?
Correct.
And it's kind of become a tradition that in March, we celebrate National Nutrition Month, and we ask one of our interns to come and do the radio show with us. So I'm so happy to have you here today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So you are a nutrition intern, dietetic intern. Can you tell our audience a little bit about that and about being a registered dietitian?
Definitely. Well, registered dietitians are essentially food and nutrition experts. To be credentialed as an RDN, students, you know, such as myself, have to complete a bachelor's from an accredited program, an internship that requires 1,200 supervised hours, and then pass a national exam. Once we get that credential, we can work in a wide variety of settings that include like healthcare facilities, community programs, schools, government agencies, and retail businesses, just to name a few.
Right. And that's what's so exciting about being a registered dietitian nowadays is there are so many options. You know, it's not just, you know, having the ability or the limitations, I should say, for working in a hospital or a nursing home. We know in this day and age how important health and wellness is and how important a registered dietitian is to provide that information, correct?
Definitely.
Right? And your background, one thing that was exciting that I found out about you is you were a sushi chef, correct?
Yes. Yes, I was.
And what's exciting about that is because we're here to talk about National Nutrition Month. And so can you share with our listeners what is the theme for this year?
Okay, so I'm so excited to be here today to talk about National Nutrition Month. If you haven't heard it before, National Nutrition Month is an annual campaign created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics to promote making informed food choices and developing healthful eating patterns. This year's theme, Celebrate a World of Flavors, will showcase how flavors from cultures around the world are a tasty way to nourish ourselves and like also appreciate our diversity globally as well as within our own local community. So given my nutrition and culinary background, I am in love with this year's theme because it encourages an adventurous approach to eating. Like there's so many amazing dishes, flavors, and like products that we have access to in this day and age. And I think we kind of overlook or take their availability for granted. So kind of think of 100 years ago, trying something from across the world would be like a dream or, you know, like a fantasy. But even just walking down Main Street, this area has a wealth of amazing eateries that offer a variety of flavors, you know, that would also have been impossible to try back in the day.
Right. And I think that's so, isn't that fun? Like, you know, when we look at Wayne County and Honesdale in the area, how many different opportunities in the lines of different foods and different cultures that we have right here that people can try every single day.
Yes. Yes. It's amazing.
That's really exciting. So can you kind of give us some little bit more examples how we can incorporate, you know, the Celebrate Worlds of Flavor, you know, into our lives?
Okay, so with our National Nutrition Month theme, Celebrate a World of Flavors, we encourage everyone to take this as an opportunity to try something new and expand your food choices so that you can incorporate a new and exciting food into your own healthy eating pattern. And this can include revamping a classic family meal with a different sauce, you know, such as tikka masala, which is an amazing aromatic tomato-based Indian sauce. And it's a great sauce that's great for simmering lean meats and vegetables. Think of like chicken and potatoes, or even just vegetables for those who are vegetarian. This sauce is perfect for anyone that wants a simple and quick one-pot meal. Another way you can include more global flavors in your meals is swapping fruits, vegetables, and herbs with a different type of variety to kind of revamp that classic family meal or snack. And this allows, you know, picky eaters to try something new without going too crazy with flavor profiles. So for example, this can include swapping fresh oregano with Greek oregano, maybe swapping blueberries and strawberries in your yogurt with more tropical fruits like mango and papaya, or even, you know, swapping different varieties of the same plant within a family meal. So, for example, instead of Italian eggplant, maybe try Japanese eggplant in dishes that call for it.
Right. And again, you know, you are not necessarily, you know, taking out that vegetable or fruit, but you're just adding a different flavor by trying a new one, correct?
Definitely, yes.
And I think many of our grocery stores out there nowadays have different varieties. You know, you have that ability to try something new. And that's what's really so exciting about that.
Yes, definitely.
What about, you know, I think also with the economy and prices of food, you know, affordability and accessibility, how does that play a role?
Okay, so in terms of affordability and availability, farmers markets are my go-to, even for the exotic vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are typically cheaper, they're in season, they taste better, and of course you're supporting your local businesses. And again, often exotic variations of some of these vegetables, like Japanese plants or even different varieties of mushrooms, can be found here locally in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, like, you know, the Cooperage hosts a farmer's market every Saturday from 11 to 1 here in Honesdale on Main Street, which is a great opportunity to support our local farmers, to get something different, to try something different, mm-hmm. you know, within that right here at home, I'd like to say. You know, our food prescription program, you know, that you've experienced during your internship here, right? Mm-hmm. That involves giving some of our participants vouchers to the local supermarkets to buy fresh produce. This is an opportunity that they can try that, to try something different, right? To add different flavors, to try different entrees or meals from different cultures.
Yes, definitely.
So can you give us, you know, also within our own lives, right? We all have different ethnic backgrounds or different cultures. Any recommendations on that?
Yes. So America is a mixing pot. We are not a homogenous group of people, you know, across the states. Like, cultures from all over the world have influenced the type of cuisine and fusion cuisines that are offered here. But, you know, not necessarily from the place you would think they originated from. So, for example, if you're a person that enjoys sushi, it comes as a surprise to many people that a lot of the rolls on the menus are not actually found in Japan. They are an interpretation to fit an American palate. And this is a great thing because it invites people who would not normally try this or would shy away from it into trying something new in, like, a more approachable version. So this can also be seen in other cultures and with other dishes. Like, for example, there's Tex-Mex, which is a blend of Mexican and Texan cuisine. A classic example would be fajitas, which are tortillas filled with vegetables, meat, and rice. Another example is in the South, more towards Louisiana, there's Creole cuisine, which is a delicious interpretation of many cultures mixed together that primarily include French, Spanish, and African influences. A classic dish people might have heard of is jambalaya, which is rice, vegetables, and meats simmered together, all together in one big skillet. So while some of these foods might sound exotic, the conglomeration of all these cultural influences make them uniquely American.
Right, right. And it's amazing what, like I said, is out here or out and available for people that may not realize the cultures that it comes and what it serves and stuff like that.
Yes.
So isn't it exciting?
It is. It's so much fun.
Yes. But also when you look at, you know, as dietitians, we encourage people to eat healthy, to have a certain pattern. And when you look at different cuisines and, you know, celebrating the worlds of flavors, you can still follow your meal plan, yet incorporating a lot of different dishes, correct?
Oh, definitely. So, like, when it comes to mealtimes, globally, we all kind of have, like, a similar eating pattern. A meat and a protein, a vegetable, and a starch. The differences can spring from the ratios of maybe protein to vegetable, vegetable to starch. And ideally, we want our plate, half our plate with vegetables, with one quarter of that half protein and the other starch. And many cultures offer dishes that provide this balanced plate, like bibimbap, which is a fantastic Korean mixed rice dish. There's rice on the bottom, a wide variety of sautéed vegetables on top. It almost looks like a rainbow of color, and then you add like a little bit of meat or a fried egg on top. And it's absolutely delicious. It's something anyone can try and love. And again, if you're not normally the adventurous type and want to try something different, you can swap out different vegetable varieties to one you've never tried before. So these are great ways to familiarize yourself with different flavors in exciting ways.
Right. And again, you know, this is not something you need to do every night of the week, right?
No.
But you can do it once a month or once a week to, again, just add different flavors into your meals. Try different varieties, different spices, you know, different flavors. Because, you know, isn't it true when you have more variety, your body also gets more vitamins and nutrients from those different food sources?
Yes, definitely.
And that's what's really important about health and nutrition and wellness overall is, you know, sometimes sticking with just meat and potato doesn't provide your body with the variety that we really need on an everyday basis with the vitamins and nutrients, correct?
Definitely.
So again, you know, what other recommendations that you may have for our individuals? Are there any websites that they can go to look for different recipes?
Okay, so some of the best websites to go to are eatright.org. It's our academy's website, and they offer a wide variety of healthy dishes. There's also diabetes.org that have amazing recipes that you can try, as well as, you know, some of the websites that you can find on Google, like All Recipes. Serious Eats has like a great list of recipes, like authentic recipes, as well as
ShopRite, like the different supermarkets, correct?
Definitely.
They have those, their magazines sometimes, which have awesome recipes that people can try and stuff like that. And I know, you know, the New York Times, I get an email almost every day with a different type of recipes. But again, talking about the different cultures and, and trying something different, they always have something unique there that sometimes have a twist on, you know, like an American type of recipe, but yet with different flavors, which is so awesome to have.
Yes, it definitely is.
So, you know, being a nutrition intern, a dietetic intern, May, June, you'll be graduating soon, right? Taking your RD exam. Exciting, right?
It's very exciting. I can't wait.
What area of you know, specialty do you want to go into?
So I'm very passionate about community nutrition. It just called to me as soon as I began it. So specifically, I'm really interested in retail dietetics. I think there's a great need for dietitians in grocery stores. I think people, when they go into grocery stores, they get overwhelmed by, you know, how many products we offer. They were told to go on this diet, you know, whether by the doctor or they read something on the internet. And then once they get in and see all those different products, they might get overwhelmed. So having a registered dietitian there to help them navigate food labels, fads, trends, oh, my doctor said this, with all these products ahead of them, how can I manage to incorporate this into my own lifestyle within my own food and flavor choices?
Right. And you know, I think that is just, in this day and age, it's so awesome to have that ability to have a dietitian in the grocery store. I mean, I know, you know, we have an awesome nutrition service department with Barb and Amory, who you both worked with during your internship, which, you know, they do outpatient counseling. But, you know, oftentimes then we head to the store. And it's like, well, what did they say? What did they do? You know, they have a label in front of them. And what did she say to look for? And so having a dietitian there that can possibly work with, you know, the customers that come in, that sounds so exciting.
It is. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And so I wish you luck, because it sounds like you're definitely, you know, a people person, you know, have experience with cooking as well, right? And also sharing different knowledge and different ideas with individuals. That's kind of like our food prescription program, how important it is to teach individuals, you know, to, when they go to the grocery store, what to purchase, you know, what healthy foods to incorporate. And they don't have to be boring, right?
No, not at all. There's so many exciting like varieties of foods out there that people can try. You know, dinner never has to be boring.
Exactly. So for those of you that may be catching the tail end of this show, I had Leslie Healy on the show today. She was talking about National Nutrition Month. And what's the theme again?
Celebrate a world of flavors.
Right. And we encourage everyone to try something different, right?
Yes, definitely.
At least once a month, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So again, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was so much fun being here.
Good. I'm glad. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. And if you did miss any parts of the show, you can visit us at WMH.org and search HealthWorks. And this show, as well as past shows, will show up. So again, have a great day and thank you for listening.